Another cool front is cutting through the Midwest today, shifting the winds around to the north across the northwestern portions of the region, while the eastern areas are still rather warm this morning. The colder air will overspread many areas as we go through the rest of the day, though, and overnight tonight. It will likely set the stage for a little bit of precipitation to evolve across a part of the region as we get forward into the weekend. We don't expect much precipitation to occur across the region here this afternoon, but there will be perhaps a little bit of light precipitation, mostly in the western Great Lakes region. That's left over from the major snow event that occurred in that area last night and yesterday. Snow accumulations across portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin were quite impressive, running from 5 to 14 inches across central portions of Minnesota and upwards to 22 inches in northwestern portions of Wisconsin. Well, the overall bottom line here is that that storm system left behind quite a bit of moisture that will be melting into the ground, or at least to rivers and streams over the next few days as we get back into some warmer weather. But the rest of the Midwest will not be seriously impacted by this event. There will be precipitation lingering in the western Great Lakes region today, and then we'll likely see a little bit of a sporadic shower pattern occurring along a weak frontal boundary that will go ahead and advance across the Midwest tonight and into the day tomorrow. That frontal boundary, though, is really not going to produce enough precipitation to make a significant impact on any farming activity that may be occurring in parts of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. Well, the next system that will impact the region will begin in the parts of the central U.S. plains. That will likely begin to evolve on Saturday. That system will eventually work its way through the western Corn Belt from Saturday night into Sunday. It will see some moderate amounts of rainfall in localized areas across parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, maybe a handful of spots in northwestern Illinois, or even parts of Missouri. But these will be rather erratically distributed. Many areas will see light amounts of precipitation, and this will be, though, a bit of a disruption to any farming activities occurring in some of those locations. That same frontal boundary will lose a lot of its identity as it moves further to the east as we go into Monday. Sunday night and Monday, it looks like, for the most part, we'll see still some scattered showers across the central and eastern parts of the Midwest, but resulting precipitation will stay light, and farming is only going to be briefly disrupted. After that, the next focus of attention will be on the northern U.S. plains and upper Midwest as a large storm system begins to evolve during midweek next week. That storm system will actually help to pump a lot of warm air into parts of the Midwest and restrict the amount of precipitation that will occur across some of our region, especially in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest once again. The bottom line over this next full week is probably that we're going to see some good field progress take place in several areas across the region. I don't know that Iowa is going to do all that well, but we will see other areas across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest probably seeing some of the better field progress potential. The temperatures are going to stay warm enough across the region that we will see good evaporating conditions occurring between precipitation events. Today will be one of the exceptions, though. High temperatures today will be mostly confined to 40s and 50s, except in the lower eastern Midwest, where we'll likely see some 60-degree temperatures. Tomorrow, we'll likely see 40s and 50s still in the Great Lakes region, but everybody else will be 60s and lower 70s, and then from that point onward, 60s and 70s will be fairly common across the bulk of the Midwest, and low temperatures at night are expected to slip back into 40s and 50s quite often, but we'll look for temperatures to be a little bit cooler tomorrow morning, with some readings in the 20s and 30s in the far north, and 30s and lower 40s in the south. After we get into the weekend, we won't see temperatures quite that cool again for a while, although the northern portions of the U.S. plains and northwestern Corn Belt could turn cooler towards the latter part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.